Sportsline on a Wednesday night here on WBAL. Ed Encina, Pete Gilbert, Jake Cottrell in the house. And guys, let's talk about moves potentially before we get into anything else for this club. As it's constituted right now, they go out and they get Scott Felman, who's been solid in three starts, two wins. Are they capable of making another move, or is this pretty much what it is? Or are there more moves coming, as this team has done for 2 years, internally, from the minor leagues and places like that? Ed?
Well, I think in terms of the starting rotation, Feldman is an upgrade. When you look
Agreed.
At what he's going to bring with veteran experience and the ability to give you innings, that's by far better than what the Orioles got in the first half in that number five spot, which was first Jake Arrieta, then kind of a hodgepodge of starters on the shuttle back and forth to Norfolk. I think if there's a move that they're going to make at this point, it's going to be for some kind of right-handed reliever. Because I think the bullpen at this point, even though they've shown their flashes of being as strong as they were last year, still needs a kind of right-handed arm to kind of shore them up right now. Because I think, when you look at the roles as they sit right now with Johnson and O'Day and Tommy Hunter, those guys are going to get tired out over the course of a season. And at some points you can see that already. So getting another right-handed arm, I think, is important.
Like a Jesse Crane type rumored to be available,
yeah,
maybe?
Someone like that, or even someone like a Chad Qualls or someone like that who could, who's
about a Luis Ayala.
Put up good numbers.
Someone like that.
And that's a part of the big issues. I think people forget that, you've dealt away a lot of, two major pieces of last year's bullpen with Ayala and Strope. And obviously Strope didn't perform to the level that he did last year, but still you're losing that arm. So I think if they make a move, it's going to be something like that. As far as the lineup goes, if there's any kind of adjustment, I think they look internally. I mean, maybe we discussed this earlier during the break, and maybe you call up a guy like Henry Urrutia at some point soon if you need a left-handed DH or someone to give you a little bit of boost from the left-handed side.
Do you expect that soon with Urrutia?
I do. I think that he's done everything that he to prove that that he deserves an opportunity. I think the question is whether he's just uniquely a DH or he's a guy that you feel confident in to put out in the field. And obviously from him not playing for 2 years, the big point was to get him the at-bats, to get him the repetitions, so that the little things started to show, the base running, the defensive skills, the arm, just kind of minor tweaks in his game. He can surely hit. I've seen him hit in the minor leagues, and he's got a very nice swing. He's a guy who looks, I don't want to compare him to, but he looks a lot like Bernie Williams, lean build. He has a nice stroke through the zone, and he can really push the ball all over the place.
And is that a guy then you look at, all right, as far as replacement, is it one of the second basemen that are no longer playing almost? I mean, Flaherty or Casilla, or is it a Nolan Reimold who is, again, the injuries, and he come back and he's not consistently delivering? Who do you think they will? Who do you think they should?
Yeah, it's tough to say because I think that, you got to ask yourself how long can you move ahead with technically three second basemen on the roster. The one thing is that they really do like the diversity of Ryan Flaherty, and he started hitting right when Brian Roberts came back. So,
yes, he did.
And has he played at all?
He hasn't played
Roberts
much. I think maybe one or two games since Roberts came back. So it was just tough on Ryan because I know that you know how frustrating it was for him to go through that kind of lull and he'd never really dealt with anything where he struggled offensively. Offensively, he was always really good through the minors, and he showed flashes in last year in his Rule 5 year. So it'll be interesting with Reimold because I think, he's obviously been injury prone, and the big question with him is staying on the field and they have faith that his production will come if he does stay on the field. So, just like him and Roberts, the string of injuries, I think that's the biggest thing in terms of the production. I think eventually will be there. It's just a matter of how much patience you got.
Before we go to the phone lines, two quick points. I think Dickerson would also be a candidate to go if they do call up Urrutia because they're both left-handed outfielders, although I don't believe Henry can play center field, and he doesn't have the speed and defensive abilities that Dickerson has, so you would lose something there. And also, my only other problem with Reimold staying on the, Flaherty staying on the team is that I still consider him a part of next year's club, and he's still young and developing, and it's just unfortunate when he was so hot that now he's not playing at all. I still think he would probably benefit from playing every day in AAA right now. So if it's one thing to keep him here and he's going to play every once in a while, it's another thing to keep him here and have him not play at all.
Right.
That'd be my only thing to that.
And the thing, too, is, you know, you look at the opportunities in that infield. You know, he's not gonna really spell Manny Machado. Manny Machado's played all but four innings this year. You know, he's not going to, you know, spell J.J. Hardy, who's played, you know, every game. He's not going to spell Chris Davis.